Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Caitlin. And how may I assist you?
I want to cancel the membership, but I just don't know what is this.
Okay, I have to pull it up to check for you. What's your zip code?
That's 91748.
And your name?
Hmm?
Your name?
Shuang Li, Shuangli.
You said Li spelled L-I?
L-I, yes.
Okay. Were you charged recently?
Yes, I got a recurring charge every month from this. I don't know. What is this?
What's your mailing address, sir?
19358. Palario Street, P like Peter, P-I-L-A-R-I-O. Palario Street.
Say it one more time.
19358. Palario Street, Roland Heights, California, 91748.
You miss P-A-R?
No, P-I-L-A. R-I-O, Palario.
Palario Street. Mm-hmm. Okay. I don't see it. Do you know the last four digits of the card that's being charged? Because it's not coming up for you.
Okay, this is it's for, what's that? It's for True Cleans Tech Lifestyle.
And we are a third-party call center, so we have more than one company. But I'm unable to find an account so far for you, sir.
Yeah, but why this is... Okay, so... I have this statement from my credit company, actually, it's called True Cleans Leading Tech.
Okay. Can you confirm the last four digits of the card that's being charged? I know you're saying you got a charge, but I can't find the account. So if I can't pull up an account, then I won't be able to assist you with it.
Okay, so it says I have a membership with this, and every month they have a recurring membership charge. So I totally don't know what is this.
Okay. Again, we are a third-party call center, so we have more than one company, sir. If you're not willing to give me the last four digits of the card number so I can maybe find it, then I won't be able to assist you.
Okay, yeah, of course I can. Hold on. Yeah, the last four digit is 6218.
6218. And could it be under anyone else's name other than yours? Could it be under anyone else's name?
What's that mean?
Could it be under someone else's name outside of your name? Like if you have a spouse whose name it could be under?
Q-I-N-G-H-U-O?
try that then, okay. And you were charged this month also? Were you charged this month also?
Yes, I think so. I got a let me try to find out my tax.
Okay. Do you remember if you ordered anything recently, sir?
No.
No. Okay, I'm going to look at some other departments for different companies real quick to see if I can find your information. Because it didn't show up, so I'm going to check because sometimes there is a your bank may have like the wrong customer service number listed. So I'm going to check to see if it's listed under any other one so I can try to find it.
I recently I changed my card.
You changed the card.
Yeah, I changed the card. Then, still have charge there. It's like the last four digit is 6831.
6831.
Yeah.
I'll try that.
没搞清楚，这是。
Okay, that's not it. I'm unable to find an account for you, sir. You may have to call the bank again and they may have to give us a call because nothing is showing up for you. And you stated that you didn't make any orders recently.
Okay,
It's
let
possible
me.
that someone else may have made the order using your information, and that's probably why I cannot find it.
Yeah, but how can I get rid of this? I mean, this is a ridiculous.
That would be
And
the only way is to try to see if the bank can either give you another phone number if they may have given you the wrong customer service number or see if they can call in to assist us because I don't see anything showing up for you under your information.
let's do this. Can I have the website of the TrueCleans? What's that called? TrueCleans Tech Lifestyle. I can't find it.
Okay, so you can probably try to search that, sir. But again, like I stated before, we're a third-party call center, so that may not be the actual site that actually charged you. But since I can't find an account, I don't know what you were actually charged for.
Okay, yeah. Okay, so that's okay. So what I want now is, can you give me the website of the TrueCleans leading tech lifestyle company?
No,
Yeah,
sir.
so
I don't have that information. That sounds like the name that is showing up on your bank statement, and that's not a company that we may actually be because we're a third party. So we only do the customer service for these different companies. But if the name on the bank statement is different from what we're actually doing, then I wouldn't be able to assist with it. We have to find an account to assist you, but you don't have one.
Yeah,
so is
but
it possible that
from this company, and that's the only phone number that I can get. I mean, you know, so how can I find out this? I mean, I don't order anything from this
okay
place.
And that's what I'm explaining to you. If you know you haven't purchased anything recently, you haven't done
no
survey.
Let me talk.
If you know you haven't done any surveys or anything where you made a purchase recently, then this may not have been something that you actually did. I'm unable to find your account in several different systems. I can't find anything showing up for you. So if you think your card was compromised, then you would need to speak to your bank, because I can't go based off of who may have ordered it, because I don't know. Because other names came up, but not your name. I don't see your mailing address showing up or anything like that. So that would be the only solution, is to assume that someone else may have made the purchases under your card information.
Okay. Let me find out. Okay. Can you find the transaction ID? 6893320675.
No, sir. That comes from your bank. That's the transaction number that they give you.
Oh, okay. And
yes, sir.
Authorization ID? What's that?
That's something from your bank. You can maybe check your email and see if you got any emails for something regarding to this.
I don't have any information about those charts, but I try to dispute this charge from my credit card company, and they send me this.
They just gave you our number?
No, they sent me this is. It's with like term and conditions. Then I find the name is True Cleans Leading Tech Lifestyle, and I found a number on this. So that's why I called this number to you.
Okay, so this is not the number your bank gave you.
No, this is not the number. I don't know how to explain this.
So you looked our number up to try to find us. Is that what you're saying, based off the name on your bank statement?
On the bank statement, there's nothing I can find to contact with.
Okay, so you looked up the name off the statement and gave us a call, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, so it is possible that you have the wrong customer support number. And the reason being is because the name that shows up on the bank statement is not always the exact company that charged you. So some of these companies have more than one company, and they only have one name on the bank statement. How much were you charged?
I've been charged like 50 some bucks every month.
How much was it, sir? You said 50?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hold on. Let me go to my card.
Are you still there, sir?
Yeah. Hold on. Let me. Hold on. Let me see. Yeah, so it shows like 49.97. I mean $49.97 for TrueClean leading tag.
Spell your first name.
Shuang.
Shuang.
Yeah. Shuang, G like the girl.
Okay. And let me go to a different one.
Then from the category shows merchandise electronic stores.
Okay, I'm just searching for it by name to see how we can get it pulled up. I'm sorry, it's taking so long. I have to pull up all of them, all of these different ones to try to get the right account up.
Let me see the account.
Okay, I don't see it here, so I'm checking another one.
She'll get an email with recommendation. wouldn't let us. You're super nice. You got this.
Okay, I'm checking another system now. Give me that zip code again, sir.
91748.
I'll try that. This is from May. You did receive a charge for May, right, or April? Or is it just April?
Every month.
Okay, including this one, right?
Okay, so, yeah. So, okay, so I will read to you. So, right now I'm looking for March. So, there's March 15th. I got charged $56.95.
Okay, I'm just needing to know what was the latest date you got charged.
Okay.
Whether it was April or was it May?
It's April.
Okay.
Let me take that out. April. That's
Excuse me.
That's actually, it says reverse. Is that mean? REV true cleans leading tech.
You got a refund. That's what they're saying.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
I got the refund?
No, that's a refund if it's saying reverse. I'm still unable to find the account. I think this is the wrong customer service number. So you would need to actually get a number from your bank to speak with the actual company, because nothing is coming up for you here. But if it's saying reverse, then your bank probably reversed the charge, or either the company reversed it. Hello, are you there?
Yeah. I'm still here.
Okay.
I just don't know how can I find my, I mean, what is this company?
I don't know, sir. So you would need to call your bank. Your bank can give you the number to whoever charged you. So you look up based off the name to find us, and that's probably not who actually charged you. That's what I was saying before. Like, the customer service number may be wrong. You need to get a number from your actual bank. Okay, so I'm unable to find an account, sir, so I can't assist with that. It sounds like you got a refund from them, but this is just the wrong customer service number. I do have to get to other callers at this point. It's nothing that I can assist with. You need to find a number from your bank, call directly to your bank, and have them provide you with the merchant that charged you phone number. Is there anything else I may be able to assist with? Carla, are you
The
there?
only, yeah, the it, it on this side, you may contact our customer care department by you using toll-free number. It's 1-855-457-3149. That's you.
Sir, again, I need you to contact your bank. Ask them for the merchant that charged you, their phone number. I cannot assist you, sir, because I cannot find an account. We have been over the phone for well over 20 minutes, and we have other callers. I can't continue to sit on the phone and you don't have an account. I'm sorry, but I'm not able to do that. I can't assist, so please call your bank and ask them if they can provide you with the merchant's phone number that charged you. You looked up the phone number, and it's for the wrong company, okay? I do apologize, but it's nothing that I can do at this point. Is there anything else I may be able to assist with?
Okay. To help you to find my account.
We don't have an account for you, sir. I have searched in multiple different systems looking for your phone number, your name, the last four digits of your card number, and I have also tried your mailing address. We don't have an account for you. I'm telling you how you can get the correct phone number, whether you want to do that or not, sir. That is how you're going to be able to get assistance. You have to get the number from your bank.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Thank you for your help.
All right. And thank you for calling customer support. Have a good day.